Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
First hour of The Mark K. Show starts now.
Man, I'll tell you, happy Friday, by the way. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but apparently, the word on the street is that it's Friday. And I had a little thing I was going to... Where did my thing go? Oh, no, I lost my
thing.
It's
on the street.
No, it's
not in your computer.
Oh, here it is. Wait, hold on.
It's Friday!
Yeah, we got to redo this whole intro. I'm liking it less and less every day.
Scott, fire it up.
This music's definitely very, too mellow for the beginning of the show. I feel like that's more like an end of the show type of music. Let's never play that again. All right, here's what we got going on today. But by the way, for Friday, we have Fake News Friday. We're going to recap the Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament, which was amazing. It was so incredible. It was so good. We broke records. We raised $18,100 this year for our K's Kids charity. Yeah, give yourselves a big round of applause. And we had so much fun doing it. I mean, it was amazing. The celebrities that came out last night, the listeners that came out, everybody who came out and partied with us, and Best Bet just throws an amazing event. Our buddies at Carve Vodka brought out some prizes, and D's Nuts, our friends at D's Nuts, brought out nuts for everybody to, you know, stick in their mouth. It was amazing. It was a really great time. And again, we raised more money last night than we have ever before, and this is our third year doing it. Plus, it was so successful that before we left, we booked it for next year. So put in your calendars, December the 3rd, 2020. It's a Thursday night again. December the 3rd, the fourth annual Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament. So there's no excuse now. You can't be like, well, I already have a commitment. I've usurped everyone. I'm giving you 364 days notice. So there's no way you have anything in your calendar yet for December the 3rd, 2020. Now, speaking of, also we have to get to Nancy Pelosi because she's becoming unhinged. The anger is boiling over in the Democratic Party. They are so upset with the way impeachment is imploding on them. They're so upset with the fact that Donald Trump still has so much support. They're so upset with the fact that they're so unpopular and that nothing they can do moves the needle with the American people because the American people know better than them, understand what they actually want, are standing up to politicians for a change, that they're all becoming unhinged. And we have several examples of it. We have an example of Joe Biden going off the rails at his own campaign event and yelling at one of his own supporters. We have Nancy Pelosi snapping at a reporter after she was leaving her press conference, doing an about face, which is tough to tell because she's got two faces, so you never know if it's an about face or if she's. But she did an about face, came back to the podium to continue to yell at people. She was so upset. And we have Hillary Clinton on tape saying, you know what? Lindsey Graham may have actually sold his soul to the devil. I mean, they're pulling out everything because I think that their anger is just, they don't even know what they're saying half the time. So we'll get into it. It's going to be a fun day. We have Fake News Friday. But first, I want to start off with probably, again, one of the most Florida stories ever. And thank God for our governor, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, he's done a lot of great things in his short time as governor. He's done a lot of great things in his short time when he was a congressman for the state of Florida. But I think one of the greatest things he did was realize a problem, an environmental issue, and come up with a creative solution to solve it. Because yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis of the state of Florida said, look, folks, we have a python problem. Pythons are taking over the Florida Everglades. Pythons are taking over the state. There's just an abundance of pythons. And what happens is when you have too many of one species, it affects other species. It affects the plant life as a result. It affects the entire Floridian ecosystem, of which we are so dependent for our livelihood. I mean, the tourism industry here in Florida, from the beaches to the swamps to Disney World, whatever, everybody relies on Florida being this viable ecosystem, and it's got to be kept in check. And when you have too many pythons, it gets knocked out of whack. And we do not want anything here in Florida out of whack. So what Governor DeSantis has done, he's come up with a way to get it back in whack. And he's decided to not just use the assets of the government of the state of Florida, but the state of the people who live, the citizens of the state of Florida themselves. He is basically forming a militia to literally attack a serious issue, a serious problem that is happening in the state today. This, we are being overrun with pythons, and instead of just sending out, you know, some government employees or some state employees, what he's decided to do is he's decided to create something that he thinks will solve the problem. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most creative, and I think it's going to be one of the most, effective solutions that anyone could have ever come up with. And it is called the Python Bowl. The Python Bowl. This thing, I'm going to be honest with you, I've never seen it. I've never been more excited about anything that Governor DeSantis has done, more so than I am the Python Bowl. It's the Florida Python Challenge. FLPythonChallenge.org if you'd like to participate. The Python Bowl. You can register and you can compete to win one of two Tracker Off-Road F70 ATVs provided by Bass Pro Shops. Both pro and rookie python hunters have an opportunity to win. I didn't even know there were professional python hunters, but they're out there. Prizes will be awarded by the Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida with funding and prizes provided by Bass Pro Shops. The most pythons, the person who gets the most pythons wins the grand prize of a Tracker 570 off-road ATV. There's a pro competition and a rookie. So that's two total. The longest python, because size does matter when you're hunting snakes. The pro gets a $2,000 prize. The rookie gets a $2,000 prize. Cash and prizes for helping all your fellow Floridians and this overwhelming python problem that we have. It's really incredible. Every person who also turns in a python as part of the Python Challenge will be eligible for a random drawing for additional money and prizes. Active duty military personnel and veterans who register for the competition will be eligible for additional prizes as well. Help us remove this invasive species. We hope to see you there. Now, the whole thing is so well planned out. There are maps, there are rules, there's registration, there's an online training module that you can go through. There's several different areas. This whole thing begins January the 1st, and then it is on, man. It is on like Donkey Kong or like Python Kong. There's an online training camp that will help you effectively identify and remove these constrictors from the wild. They did this in 2013. They did it in 2016. They're doing it again because pythons are a problem for all of Florida. And the professionals and the rookies alike can now compete. This is so exciting. I've never in my life hunted a python or really any kind of snake. I once drove over a snake with my car, but that was totally accidental. Also, we had a fire in my backyard, and I saw a dead snake carcass laying in the ashes. I didn't set the fire, but whoever did, I think, may have done it just to get the snake out of their backyard. But this is something that apparently is a big deal. Burmese pythons. They are notoriously difficult to find. They ambush predators, and they are a problem. They definitely affect the Florida ecosystem. They grow big, they eat a lot, they take over the joint, and we've got to weed them out. So the Python Bowl is on once again starting January 1st. And I got to tell you, if there's any pro python hunters out there, give us a buzz, because I'd like to know how you find and capture these things, and what the longest python you found is, because that's $2,000 for the longest python. The most pythons gets you one of those Tracker ATVs, and the longest one gets you $2,000. God, man, we should have thought of this idea. The Marquesho Python Bowl. That's great. 855-765-1045. Maybe we should come up with something else that's kind of we need the Marquesho Canadian Goose Bowl. Because that's the next thing. Where's the goose challenge? I'll tell you, I definitely would become a rookie goose catcher if I knew I could win myself like a brand new car or something. 855-765-104. We got to take a quick break. Well, we got some open mics already about this and some people calling in about the Python Bowl. If you were in one of these Python challenges from before too, let us know. Maybe you have some tips or tricks for the rookie or the amateur who might want to get involved. 855-765-1045. It's the Marquez Show. Quick break. More coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Baby, let's get her done. Yay! Hey, can we implement the same thing in Washington, D.C. and get rid of the snake?
Python bowl? O-H-E, double hockey sticks? No.
There's a lot of interest in this, not just in Florida, but people in other states and even in other countries want to be able to come and help with python removal. So who gets the longest, who gets the heaviest, who gets the most? We want to put people in there and get that competitive spirit going.
Now let's find out the true power of these pythons.
That's a 24-inch python.
Dig it, brother.
Now back to our show.
Hey, thank you very much. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us. You heard it right. Python Bowl 2020 is on. Quick programming note. It actually begins January the 10th. I was misinformed earlier. Apparently, somebody told me it was January the 1st, but it's actually January the 10th.
I'll write to him, her.
Okay,
who knows? Which one?
You know what? I'll just write to you. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Star.
It is Friday, so you never know.
1045-855-765-1045. The Python Bowl is the next greatest competition in the state of Florida. Very excited about it. I don't know that I'll be competing, although if there's someone out there that's competed in a past Python Bowl or Python Challenge, if there's someone who knows the proper way to capture pythons and get them, get them to the authorities so that you can get your prizes. If there's anyone who's maybe just taken up python hunting as a hobby, give us a call, because I definitely have some questions about it. Dave in Sandalwood. Dave, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark, I have a suggestion that why don't we develop a python industry like Louisiana has for Nutria and, make something redeemable and renderable.
What do you mean? What do you like python stew or python bourbon or like what?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're snakes. They got skins. So and there's snake skin products.
Yeah.
So, I mean, render their meat. I mean, Louisiana has done as much as they can about that. Just maybe consider the options.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I mean, look, if there's somebody out there that can make a python burger or something, that's definitely. In fact, we went to Clark's Fish Camp or Whitey's Fish Camp or one of those fish camps years ago with my son, and he wanted to order some kind of snake. I want to say it was rattlesnake or maybe it was, who knows? And the waitress came over. He goes, "Can I have the deep fried rattlesnake, please?" And she looked at him and said, "You don't want that." And he goes, "Why not?" And she goes, "It's not. You don't want that." So I think we had kangaroo instead, which was also delicious. But again, kangaroo not infesting the Florida Everglades that I know of. 855-765-1045. Ken on the west side. How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Are you geared up for the Python Bowl?
I'm all for getting rid of species that are nuisances.
Yeah.
Pythons, nutria, tree rats, trash pandas. It should be open season all year long.
Wait a minute. Trash pandas are so cute, though. I love trash pandas.
The reason I'm calling those, you were talking earlier about doing something with the geese, and yeah. I'm just going to give you the warning. Geese are a federally protected species, and if you start messing with the geese, you're going to start paying some fines.
Cry me a river with these geese. I don't understand why we protect. Is it because they're illegal immigrants? Is that what it is? Because they fly down here from Canada?
I think it's some sort of trade agreement with Canada.
Yeah, trade agreement with Canada, eh? You take our geese, and we'll take everything else you have, okay? We'll take all your T-shirts. Hey, thanks so much thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. The geese are just, I don't know why they protect geese. There doesn't seem to be a deficit. I mean, if you're telling me that we need more geese, that if a goose is accidentally hunted by somebody, that's a bad, I mean, there's 400 of them in my front yard every day, and I'm one person. You go to any golf course, and you're going to see them everywhere, driving down the road in the middle of the day. They will just be sitting down in the road, daring you to hit them, because I think they know that it's a fine. I think they know you'll get fined if you kill me, so I'm just going to lay in front of your car as you careen around the corner at 82 miles per hour. Steve in Jacksonville. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, great. Steve, do you hunt pythons?
I do not, but wanted to let you know, if you didn't, Discovery Channel, I believe, has a show called Guardians of the Glades.
Yeah.
And guys go out. And I believe the Game and Wildlife Commission pays $100 for the first 10 feet and $25 each foot after that.
What? Shut up. They pay per foot? Huh.
Yes.
All right.
I believe that is the case.
That is it. All right, great. We're going to check that out, too. Look at this. See, this is a whole industry. This is definitely something that people are into and making a decent living at, apparently. That's amazing. 855-765-1045. Quick break. When we get back, we got a couple more Python hunters on the line, people that want to comment on it. And we will play you the complete breakdown of the Democratic Party, including Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, who is literally centimeters away from just going totally over the edge. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Traffic, weather, news, and more of the Mark Kay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Mark, Josh, had a blast, man, at the Ho-Ho Hold'em. I just want to say thank you guys for getting me in there. I also want to say thank you to Pete the Job Guy for this Carrabba's. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah, T-Jug from our Twitch channel, he knocked out Pete the Job Guy at his own table, won himself $100 worth of Carrabba's gift cards. It was a blast. I mean, we had so much fun. We had all kinds of celebrity bounties. We want to thank all of them. Austin Lane made it all the way to the top three. He actually was our third place finalist. He made $250, and he donated it right back to the charity, which we appreciate as well. You can listen to him on ESPN 690 at 3 o'clock today. I'm sure he'll be bragging all about his third place finish. Oh, and Pete the Job Guy, speaking of which, 8 a.m. Sunday morning, you can tune in and listen to him. He might mention it as well. But a great time I had by all. Oh, in fact, Brandon from Middleburg's here. Brandon, hey, thanks so much for calling. How are you, Brandon?
Oh, it's Raymond.
Oh, it's Raymond. How you doing, Raymond?
I'm good, Mark. Hey, man, I just want to say thanks for last night. Dude was great. Wonderful time. Great bunch of people. Look forward to it this year coming up.
Yeah, Raymond came up to me and he goes, hey, I got to be at work at 2 a.m. You think I'll make it? And I was like, well, I have to be at work at 4 a.m., so yeah, we better be out of here. Raymond, did you get to work okay?
I'm still at work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm running on 1 hour's worth of sleep and 36 hours right now.
All right, perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, just whatever you do, just make sure you're doing it carefully. And, yeah, thanks again for coming out and supporting us. $18,100, a new record. That's more money than we have ever raised. Last year we raised like $15,800, so we're like $3,000 over last year. And that is incredible, and all of that goes to Case Kids to help some really, really amazing kids. All right, Python Bowl. It is back on starting January 10th, 2020. Mayor, why do I keep calling him mayor? He was never even the mayor. Governor Ron DeSantis said that people all over the place want to come and kill our pythons.
There's a lot of interest in this, not just in Florida, but people in other states and even in other countries want to be able to come and help with python removal.
I mean, think about how genius that is. There's people in other countries who are willing to get on the planes or get in their trucks and drive down here and take part in this python roundup, this competition for the most pythons, the biggest and the baddest python, or heaviest.
It's the longest. It's the heaviest. It's the most. We want to put people in there and get that competitive spirit going.
Yeah, he's looking for big, long ones. And there's cash prizes, and, of course, ATVs, Bass Pro Shops is all part of this. It's really a phenomenon. And apparently this has happened in the past, too, because pythons are definitely an issue. Russell in Jacksonville. Hey, Russell, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, I'm doing great. Y'all doing a great job there, guys.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
The only good thing of this python is it's bringing all these other people into the state, which brings in economy.
Yeah.
But I got a problem with how we even got into this problem, because I lived in Miami back in the 80s.
Yeah.
There was all these places that has all these non-native species,
right,
that they sell and do other stuff with, and the state didn't regulate it. You know, things would get, I mean, or there's places where, you know, things would escape and stuff, and here's a non-native snake that the state does not regulate. You don't have to have a permit. You don't care what you do it. Flush it down the toilet, whatever. And along with lionfish, I know it's a different subject, but in the 80s, I saw those coming in, and the state protected them as a marine species, and now they're out of control.
Now they're all over the place. Someone just left us an open mic. You can go off Jacksonville and round those up, too. They have competitions for those as well.
Yeah, they taste very good, but, I mean, they're wrecking everything else.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter, but now, God help you, if you go through in Florida and get a feral hog and you go a few miles down the road into a different region of Florida and you release it and they catch you, you are going to court.
Yeah, that's why I keep my feral hogs I don't take my feral hogs across county lines. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Steve from Palatka. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine, Mark. Enjoy your show. Sometimes when I'm out in the garage, you really make me laugh.
Well,
that's a good thing.
Steve, I'm glad you'd enjoy the show sometimes. I really do. What do you want to say about pythons?
Well, you're not going to believe this, and God, my witness, we don't have to go to the Everglades to get a python.
No? Where do we got to go?
I was going down I-95 in St. Johns County, just south of 206. It's all wooded around there. There's no development.
Yeah.
And on the right, south, before you get to the little rest area, bathrooms and parking.
Yeah, I know. I go there a lot.
I saw a dead python on the right of way, and I know it was a python. I know what they look like, and this thing was huge.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm thinking about. All those guys that are members of hunt camps and things in that area, the Hastings area.
Yeah.
You know, if they stop the truck, get out to do something. That there may be a bunch of them out there. I've talked to a couple of hunters.
Yeah.
And nobody's seen it, but I know I did. So either the python hitched a ride on a truck or something and got loose and got run over, but we'd definitely have them.
No, that could be it. I mean, it could be like a python hitchhiker and it just fell off the truck and somebody hit it. I saw there was a one of my neighborhood apps that, you know, they're like, here's your, what's it called? The neighborhood, I forget. But they sent out a picture when someone's like, is this a python? I just saw it in the park. And I looked at the address and it was literally the park across the street from my house. And I was like, oh my God, I hope that's not a python because that's where I send my kids to play when they are getting my hair. Okay, well, when they get in my bald scalp. And I followed the story really, diligently. Apparently it was a rat snake, an overgrown rat snake, which I didn't even, there's like 1,000 different kinds of snakes, but it grew so big and so long and so fat. It was like 25 feet. People thought it was a python, but it was really just a python in disguise. And then they came in and they apparently got rid of it, I guess. There was a big news story. The news trucks came because they captured this rat snake. And then wouldn't you know it, just months later, there's a dead rat in my wall. So I'm thinking maybe we should bring the rat snake back because I didn't have rats in my walls when the rat snake was across the street. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Mike from the beaches. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're great. What did you want to say about this python bowl that the governor announced?
Well, I was coming back up to Jacksonville and these damn geese everywhere. I think they should open up season on them and have drop-off points for Purina or Healthy Pet or whatever and drop them off for cat food. All they do is crap everywhere, and they taste like it, too. There's nothing good about these geese being around here.
Yeah.
I actually tell my kids, if you hit one with a golf ball when we're golfing, I'll give you $5.
Yeah, that's...
It's helping sharpen their skills, but I haven't had to pay out yet.
Yeah, no, that's... There's some. My favorite thing is when I take my kids golfing, because my kid does these golf tournaments and there's geese all over the green. We like to get in the cart and we like to drive right at them full speed and go bah, 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 and watch them just scurry. But they don't really. I mean, they still, I think that they would just sit there and get hit just because they're that kind of creature. That's disgusting. Anyway, listen, if you are interested in the python bowl, if you're like, this is right up my alley, man, I hate pythons, I love hunting, I want a new ATV, maybe $2,000 to go with it, then this is definitely something you should check out. The Florida Python Challenge Python Bowl. Governor Ron DeSantis. I don't know why I want to demote the guy. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing it, that it's back for 2020. You can register. You have to register. Don't miss the opportunity to take part in this one-of-a-kind event. You can. There's information on participation. There's information about the Burmese python and how to spot it. There's an entire training area where you can go in. There's in-person training. There's online training. If you're a veteran, there's extra additional prizes. There's area maps where you can go, the complete list of rules. Oh, a toolkit. Look at this. I didn't even see there's you have to like put together your own toolkit so that you can make sure that you have the appropriate tools to collect these pythons. And then look, there's all these python wallets that they're making out of the skins. So if you're keeping and selling your skins, there's vendor information about that as well. This is exciting. This is the first time I've ever actually heard about this. And I'm really kind of excited to follow along and see See how this goes. 855-765-1045. You know what I was thinking? I think maybe Ron DeSantis realized that of the three Florida professional football teams, none of them were going to appear in the Super Bowl this year. So he's like, screw it. We'll just do a Python Bowl instead, because that's something we know we're good at. 855-765-1045. Quick break coming up. All the Democrats are going right off the edge. They're becoming unglued. All of them. All of them. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and of course, Nancy Pelosi. We'll share with you the craziness and the zaniness. That's all coming up on the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
How is it possible the TV channel has not picked us up? This has to be a reality show.
Wait, is he talking about our radio show? Oh, he's talking about Python Bowl. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's... Anyway, we'll get back to that here before too long, and we'll post that link somewhere, too, if you want to go check it out. Or, you know what, just Google Florida Python Challenge, and you'll get there. All right, so Joe Biden's in Iowa. And Joe Biden is... I guess maybe, you know, he forgets When you get to be a certain age, and when you get to be as far behind in your funding, and when you're the butt of the joke, and when your family's being attacked, I guess you can only take so much. And eventually you're just gonna totally lose it all. And that's what happened with Joe Biden at this event in Iowa. This guy is there. It was like a little town hall meeting, because here's the thing. When Donald Trump goes out somewhere and says, I'm going to speak, thousands and thousands of people show up. When any Democrat says it, you get maybe a couple dozen. And Joe Biden's there, and he's in this Iowa for Biden. I don't know what you even call it, like luncheon or something. It's like a meet and greet. And they're taking questions, and they're passing the microphone around. And this one guy stands up, and he asks a question, and he says something about Donald Trump. He says, we all know Trump has been messing around in Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid. He then said, but you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience with gas or nothing in order to get access to the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he was. And Joe Biden tips Joe Biden off. Joe Biden has been kind of pushing down this Hunter Biden thing for a long time. He's been pushing back these stories that he's just as guilty of corruption and strong arming the Ukraine as Donald Trump has ever been. He's been fighting. He told, when they was asked about Hunter Biden and his illegitimate child, he was like, that's a personal matter. So he does not want his son getting dragged into the fray for a couple of reasons. Number one, because he's probably guilty and he doesn't want his son going to jail. Number two, if his son has to start testifying under oath, there may be secrets that come out that would land Joe Biden in jail, and maybe even other people that Joe Biden worked with or for, like, I don't know, Barack Obama. But the truth is out there. The truth is being hidden. And as long as Joe Biden's son doesn't end up in a courtroom or in front of some kind of investigative committee, the truth will remain hidden. However, with impeachment coming and with the trial in the Senate, you can rest assured that Hunter Biden and probably Joe Biden will be making some appearances. And this is not lost on the Democrat electorate. They know what's going on. They're listening. This guy even says, I watched on MSNBC, and MSNBC says that you sent your son in there to get a job with a gas company. He didn't know nothing about gas. And you did it just to get access to the president. And here's what Joe Biden says to his so-called supporter.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
You're a damn liar, man.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
That's what he said. Here's a guy at a Joe Biden rally. And this is not a plant. This guy is not like an Antifa protester. It's just some old dude. Looks clearly like he could be an Iowa voter. I mean, who goes to these events except for old Iowans who want to, take part in the system? But he looks at the guy and says, you're a damn liar. And he continues. He continues talking to him, saying, look, that is not true at all. And the guy's like, I heard it on MSNBC. He says, Biden says, and no one has ever said that. And then, of course, the guy jumps back in and says, the hell it ain't. I seen it on TV. And Biden continues to go after him.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Then that what you said? Get your word straight, Jack.
Get your word straight, Jack. You're a damn liar. Then he goes to talk about, he's like, hey, you want to check my shape? Fine, let's do push-ups together. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want. Let's take an IQ test. I don't know. Joe Biden is, the dude is losing it. He's at the brink now of anger. He's gone from shock as to what am I doing in this race? Why am I even running for president? He's moved from shock and he's moved on into the angry phase of the entire process. He sees that he's not raising any money. He sees that he's the butt of every joke. He sees that people are making fun of his no malarkey tour. I mean, he was the butt of the joke on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and Jimmy Kimmel is probably the most liberal host on television, even more so than Stephen Colbert, making fun of the no malarkey tour, the no malarkey express. Who even knows what malarkey is anymore? And now he's yelling and screaming at his own constituents, people who are at his and whose support he needs, saying you're a damn liar.
A damn liar, man. That's not true.
That's not true. And we all know, of course, that whenever a Democrat says something's not true, that is a dead giveaway that it's 100% true. That's how it works with the liberals. 855-765-1045 is our number. Penny in Baldwin. Hi, Penny. How are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. Penny, you there?
2 years. Yes. Are you there?
I'm there. I've been here. Where are you okay. There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. All right. How's it going, Penny? What do you want to say?
I would like to say I'm an independent, first of all, and I have been for over 40 years. I registered out of high school as an independent.
Okay.
So I can look at all angles of all policies.
Okay.
And it hit me repeatedly that, first of all, the Democratic Party has forgotten they're my employee. They are not demigods that rule. They're acting like spoiled children in kindergarten that lost the game. And I am wondering, as a senior,
yeah,
when are they going to start evaluating the reality of our lives? We're competing with people making $15 and $30 an hour.
Yeah.
And most of us are under $1,000 a month. When are they going to stop playing silly, forgive the language, silly games that they would play in kindergarten?
Yeah.
And get on with being the employee and representatives of the people.
Well, I'll tell you what, Penny. Let me answer a couple of your questions. First of all, you're half right and you're half not right, I guess. If you're registered as an independent, then the Democrats don't work for you because you're not putting them in a position of power. If you're registered as an independent, you're not their employer. You're not voting for them. You're not putting them in the primary position. You may be voting for them in the general, but right now they've got to make sure that the registered Democrats are out there voting for them. The registered Democrats are out there putting them in place so that they can get the nomination. And sure, then they can go after the independents and then they can go after the Republicans. But if you're not a Democrat, if you're not donating money to the cause, and if you're not able to vote for them, then they don't care about you. They don't care about you. Registered independent? Okay, that's better than being a registered Republican, but it's nowhere near as good as being a registered Democrat. And that's an issue. You're not able to vote them in or out in this primary phase. Now, if you're a Republican, the Democrats, they're not your employee. They're your enemy. They're the competition. They're the company across the street that's trying to put you out of business and steal all your money and take your livelihood. The thing about the Democrats is they're not there to make your life better. They're there to make their own lives better. Republicans go to Washington and they go to Tallahassee and they go to, you know, wherever, whatever the county seat is of your county. They go in there to make your life better because in making your life better, odds are they're making their lives better too. They want you to pay less in taxes because guess what? If you're paying less in taxes, then they're paying less in taxes too. That's the whole all the ships in the harbor rise type mentality. The Democrats, they're more the pirates. They're like, look, we can figure out a way so that we all get richer and we all get happier and we can just, and all the ships in the harbor rise together and everyone's happier. But, you know, it's much easier to just go in there and pillage and plunder. And it's better to go in on there and sneak in and then raise the pirate flag and then jump onto your ship and steal your treasure and rob your booty. And then, you know, put a fire in your hull and watch your ship burn into the ocean. And they sail off and they're richer and they're stronger and they're more powerful and they got what they want, and you are lying there at the bottom of the ocean with nothing to show for it. That's exactly how they work. So, you know, you're an independent. If you want to really make a change, register as one party or the other and help them succeed instead of being an independent, because in this primary phase, that's where the real power lies. But don't hold your breath, by the way, waiting for those pirates to care about you, because pirates only care about themselves. And they'll turn on each other, too. And that's happening, as a matter of fact. We'll play some of the clips of that in just a minute. It's the Mark Kaye Show, 104.5 WOKV. Quick break. We'll be right back. 855-765-1045 if you want to get through, or just leave us an open mic message. You're listening to Jacksonville's News and Talk.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust him to be very precise.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, we got a little fake news Friday action, which is really cool because it's Friday. I don't know if you guys got that memo. You know what? We should send out like an email order, or we could just do this.
It's Friday!
Yeah, that works just as well. And it's been a crazy week. In fact, the Democrats, who we all knew were crazy, are now not just crazy, but they're crazy angry. They are getting to, this is how you know things are collapsing around you. You know, when a dog really lashes out and attacks and barks and snarls, is when it feels like it's in the most danger. When it feels like there's so much coming at it, or its life is being threatened. That's when it really gets angry, and that's why we have all these Democrats starting to lash out. That's why Joe Biden is out at campaign events in Iowa yelling at his own supporters that they're damn liars.
That's a damn liar, man. That's not true.
Yeah, that's a way to get votes. That's, I'm sure you solidified that guy's support, and it's happening all over the place. In fact, Nancy Pelosi, she gave this press conference, and she came out and she talked about all of the, you know, the things she was supposedly doing in the Congress, which, you know, she's not really doing that much other than impeachment. She did talk about impeachment. And as she walked away, a reporter yelled out this question.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Nancy Pelosi comes out. She talks about Donald Trump. She talks about impeachment. She talks about how we have to do it, remember, for the peril of our country. And she gives all these BS reasons, none of which are true. And she says, here's why we're going through this, because we need to do this, because this is our duty. We are duty bound to impeach the president. So one guy just yells out, hey, do you hate the president? And here's what she said.
I don't hate anybody.
Well, Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with that.
I have nothing to do with
that. So she actually, first she yells out at the guy.
I don't hate anybody.
I don't hate anybody. Which, first of all, we know is a bold-faced lie. Nancy Pelosi not only hates Donald Trump, but she hates a myriad of people, past, present, and probably future. Nancy Pelosi not only hates the current president, but she hates anybody else with more power than she has. And that is a handful of people. We'll get to the list of Nancy Pelosi's hatred here in just a minute. But here's what she's, the guy says, look, Representative Collins yesterday said that he believes you and the Democrats are doing this just because you don't like the guy. So it's a legitimate question. Here's how she answered.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis.
By the way, she cannot string three words together. She's saying Constitution. I mean, climate change. We're very proud of our dreamers. That's the word I'm looking for. This woman is so angry and old that she's on the brink of collapse. She can't verbalize her sentences, and she's out there lying about hating the president, whom she clearly does. But then it gets even worse. Listen to what she says next.
However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president.
She prays for the president. Listen, there's so much wrong with this. First of all, let's start with her saying that she's a Catholic.
And as a Catholic.
As a Catholic? There is no one less Catholic than Nancy Pelosi. If Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic, then I am a Vidal Sassoon hair care model. Nancy Pelosi has taken every anti-Catholic stance she possibly could in her time in government. Nancy Pelosi has come out in favor of abortion, which, again, as a Catholic, I sit in the pews. I hear what the priest says. I read the bulletins. I get the emails from the Pope. I mean, I don't think they're directly written from the Pope, but I understand the issues and where the Catholic Church stands on them. And the Catholic Church is clearly at odds with abortion. They do not like it. It is a grave sin, and it is breaking one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And there's no ifs, ands, buts or about it. There's no negotiating with the Catholic Church on abortion. These are people who get together and go and protest abortion clinics and try to keep women from having abortions and offer counseling for women who have had abortions or who are contemplating it. It is a zero sum game when you're talking about Catholicism and abortion. And there's Nancy Pelosi, who has come out several times. Unfortunately, she says, over the last several years, the rights protected by Roe v. Wade have been under assault by congressional Republicans. Republicans have waged war on a woman's fundamental right to choose. The Catholic Church does not believe that women have a fundamental right to choose the life of the child inside them. She says, I will continue to lead the effort to defend reproductive choice and work toward a comprehensive approach to reproductive health care. The Catholic Church does not agree with that philosophy, and it urges and it mandates that its followers and that the members of that church also follow in their footsteps. Abortion is not negotiable. Not only that, Nancy Pelosi pushed forth Obamacare, like pushed it, like she grabbed it and she shoved it through the little tiny crack that she had, the little opening. She shoved it through, wouldn't let anybody read it, wouldn't let anybody look at it, literally said, you have to vote on it if you want to see what's in it. And then after it passed, guess what? It mandated that the Catholic Church, of which Nancy Pelosi claims to be a member, has to pay for contraception for its employees in the Catholic Church health care plan. This is, again, a non-issue with the Catholic Church. There are mandates and catechisms and doctrines passed down from bishops and popes and papal authorities. And I don't even know whether Vatican City clearly will tell you, hey, we are not into contraception. We definitely don't think it should be used. We definitely don't want it handed out for free. And we definitely do not want the government of the United States and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi forcing us to pay for it for our employees. That stands against everything that the Catholic Church stands for. Yet Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic.
And as a Catholic.
Yeah, as a Catholic, you think she would know that everything she does in her daily life is against her own religion. That everything she does in her daily life is causing her grave mortal sin. If Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic, she better be at confession every single day. Otherwise, she will not be spending an eternity in heaven. She could possibly be the worst Catholic in history. And yet there she is praying for the president.
And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
I pray for the president all the time. You pray that he drops dead of a heart attack, I'm sure. You pray that he gets hit by a bus. You know, you pray that one of those cheeseburgers gets caught in his throat and he chokes to death. That's what you pray for.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
You know what? Eventually, you're going to tick off the wrong person, lady. Don't mess with Catholics by associating yourself with the Catholic Church, because there has never been a less Catholic person claiming to be a Catholic in the history of the world. I mean, you can't just get up there and claim to be a Catholic. Actions speak louder than words. You can say you don't hate the president, but we all know you do. You hate the president. You hate the vice president. You hate the Supreme Court. You hate everybody that the president has appointed to the bench. You hate the president's family. You hate every Republican. You hate the 54 million or 64 million people that voted for Donald Trump in the first place. And I would even go so far as to say you hate past presidents and past political thinkers. You hate James Madison for writing a constitution that didn't allow you as the Speaker of the House to remove the president from office. You hate every single one of our founding fathers for saying, okay, you can impeach the guy, but it's up to the Senate to get him out of there, because they set you up for failure and you hate that. You can't stand it. And we know it's true because, number one, if you weren't angry about it, it wouldn't be true. If you weren't angry, or if you weren't angry about it, it wouldn't. You do hate the president, because when you were told that you hate the president, you said this.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Don't mess with the American people when it comes to impeachment and taking out a president that we put in place. Because actions speak louder than words. And you may say you don't hate the president, but your actions tell an entirely different story. I'll see you in confession. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls coming up for some Fake News Friday. This is The Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president.
I pray for him all the time.
And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
Dear God, it's Nancy. I have a heart full of love. Please send Donald Trump to your... to heaven or hell. I don't care, either one, as soon as possible. Thank you. And thank you for the scotch. 855-765-1045. This is Dan and Yuli. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
That was great.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I can tell you this. So I split my time between here and Boston, and I spend a lot more time in Boston, and I listen to you almost every day in Boston on the app.
Oh, Dan, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So I'm a talk radio junkie and have been for like 30 plus years.
Okay.
And you rock it. Why you're not syndicated nationally, I don't know. But anyways.
I do. So, that's a story for another day.
It's all good. But anyways, put this thought in your head for a second and play with this theory.
Okay.
You know, everybody says Trump's an idiot. Have you ever put an addition on your house?
No.
Or anyone, you know. You know how much of a pain in the ass it would be to do so.
Yes.
The permits and everything.
All right? That, yeah.
How difficult do you think it is to build a skyscraper in Macau?
Oh, very tough.
That guy, he is a genius.
Yeah.
He is. He's crazy. He is nuts. I wouldn't want to hang out with him. The guy doesn't drink. Wouldn't want to hang out with him. But reality, the guy's a genius.
Yeah.
He's playing three-dimensional chess with these people. This ain't the impeachment. He wants this. Because this gives him a trial in the Senate. And once we go to trial in the Senate, everything can come out.
Yeah.
The one promise he hasn't kept, drain in the swamp.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's...
He kept all the other ones.
Dan, it's a great point. And in fact, a lot of people, if you remember back in the midterms, and I appreciate you calling. And again, I do appreciate you listening on the app, too. If you want to download the app, it's in the App Store or the Google Play Store, either way, iTunes. You can download it. You can listen Boston, anywhere around the country. But the one thing you may remember during the midterms, the one criticism people had of Donald Trump was that he didn't campaign for enough congresspeople. He was out campaigning for senators. He was here in Florida. He was trying to get Ron DeSantis elected as governor. He was trying to get Rick Scott elected to the Senate. He succeeded in both. He was definitely trying to bolster the Senate as much as possible. We gained seats. The Republican Party gained seats in the Senate in that election. And a lot of people said he just kind of neglected the House. Why did he neglect the House? All these representatives said that they weren't coming back. And a lot of people thought that he did it on purpose because he knew the way to rally support in the upcoming election was to have a common enemy. Why did Hillary Clinton get defeated? Because she called everyone who supported Donald Trump a deplorable and made herself a villain. She became the evil villain fighting against conservatism. And it was easy. It was easy to pinpoint her as the villain. And he became the hero battling her back. And he was able to rally his fan base and rally the country together and win enough votes. He needed a villain in the next election. And if we had the House of Representatives and we had the Senate and we had the executive branch, where's the villain? It's not Joe Biden. It wouldn't have been Joe Biden. There would be no impeachment. No one would know what he did with his son, Hunter Biden. There wouldn't be, you know, who else would be the villain? Bernie Sanders? Been there, done that. Nobody, he wasn't vilified. Nobody hated Bernie Sanders. They just laughed at him. Donald Trump needed a villain, and a lot of people in Washington and a lot of people in the conservative and Republican parties thought that Donald Trump specifically did not campaign for congresspeople and did not go and do rallies for congresspeople and did not support congressional elections as much as he did the Senate elections, because he wanted impeachment. He needed impeachment. He needed an enemy to fight against in the upcoming election. And if he lost the House of Representatives, so be it. Let them become the villains. Let Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler become the evil trio of supervillains who are looking to overthrow the government. They can impeach him all they want. They can't remove him from office. That requires votes in the Senate, a Senate that Donald Trump in the midterm election helped make even more conservative than it was before. Three-dimensional chess? Yeah, that's a pretty good description of what Donald Trump's doing. 855-765-1045. All right, coming up in just a minute, Fake News Friday. We need two contestants. If you would like to play Fake News Friday, we'll give you some headlines. Tell us if they're real or fake. We'll get you a Mark K. Show prize pack. That's coming up next on the Mark K. Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
This is the Mark K. Show.
855-765-1045. It's the Mark K. Show. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. It's Friday. It's been a long week, man. We had a we were out late last night partying at Best Bet Monument Road for the Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament, which was phenomenal. And we raised $18,100 for K's Kids. And again, we appreciate it. Get next year's event on the books. We're already getting people on it. I posted photos on Instagram. My Instagram is Mark K. By the way, MarkKaye. Posted some photos up there from last night. You can see all the celebrity bounties. You can see all the fun we had. And you can always already, start planning for next year, because people are like, look, next year I definitely want to play, or I didn't even, I want to come and watch. December the 3rd, 2020. We like to plan ahead, so we've locked in the date. December the 3rd, 2020, for the fourth annual Celebrity Poker Tournament to benefit K's Kids. Ho, ho, hold'em 2020. All right, let's get to some Fake News Friday, shall we? Got a couple of people on the line that want to compete. Jesse on the north side. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. TGIF, man. That's for damn sure this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got you playing against Danielle today in Jacksonville. Hi, Danielle. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Jesse, say hi to Danielle. Danielle, say hi to Jesse.
Hello,
Daniel. Look at that. You guys are so polite. All right. Here's how this game works. I'm going to give you headlines one at a time, and all you have to do is tell us if you think that headline is real or if that headline is fake news. It's very important in this day and age to be able to tell the difference between real news and fake news. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the headline. You tell us if it's real or fake. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
All right, perfect. We're going to start with you, Jesse. Listen carefully. Here is your first fake news headline. More Americans online support Baby Yoda from the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian than they do any of the Democrats currently running for president. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'd say real news.
You'd say that's real news. That's an easy one, man. Everybody loves Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
CNET reporting that Baby Yoda is trending higher on social media than any single one of the Democratic contestants that are currently in the race for that Democratic nomination. Great job, Jesse. You got on the board first. Danielle, are you ready for your first headline?
Yes, I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. In an embarrassing post-dropout interview, one of Kamala Harris's biggest supporters insisted her, quote, inspiring message of something or other will live on always, end quote.
Fake.
You think that's fake?
Yeah, I think that's fake.
You are fake news.
That is correct. That is fake news. Congratulations. She didn't have any messages, so of course no one's going to say her inspired message of whatever it was. Good job, Jesse. Danielle. Here we go, Jesse. Are you ready?
Ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this headline is real news or fake news. After biting his wife's finger live on stage, a group of women is now calling for support of Biden's shoulder rubbing and hair sniffing after seeing what the alternative is. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Fake news.
You think that's fake news?
Yes.
You don't think women are now in support of shoulder rubbing and finger and hair sniffing because they don't want their fingers bitten by Joe Biden?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that is.
That fake news.
I wouldn't put it past anybody these days. Good job. 2-1. All right, back to you, Danielle. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. After Colin Kaepernick's NFL workout gone wrong, floundered, one of the receivers scheduled to catch his passes got a shot playing in the NFL. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I think that's fake.
You think that's fake news?
Yeah, I think that's fake news.
After Colin Kaepernick's NFL workout goes down in flames, one of the receivers who was set to catch his passes during the workout received a contract for the NFL. You don't think that happened?
No.
I'm sorry, that did. That did happen.
Oh, what?
Yeah, one of the receivers signed one of the guys that Kaepernick used in his NFL workout. He's now playing for the Washington Redskins. So it's kind of the NFL. It's kind of the NFL. Oh. Yeah, it's okay. Here we go. Jesse, back to you. Listen carefully. Are you ready?
Yes.
There we go. The Peloton Bike Company. The Peloton Bike Company lost $942 million of its market value in a single day after its controversial Peloton ad showing a skinny woman blogging her Peloton activity for her husband. Is that real news or fake news?
Oh, I've seen stuff on this.
Yeah.
I believe it would drop that much. I'm going to go with real news.
You're going to go with real news.
I'm going to go because it's been on the TV a lot.
It has.
So I'm going to say real news.
That is real news. It lost $942 million of its market value from this one ad, which, I mean, people hated this thing.
They deserve it, though. That was a creepy commercial.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. The other Josh didn't like it, so I guess
it's
there's
spooky.
Something. All right, there you go. You're back on the. You're up to three. All right, Danielle, you need to get all of these next ones right if you want to even tie. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen carefully, Danielle. Here we go. Let me get the headline. There we go. Perfect. Here we go. After being challenged by a veteran voter in Iowa, Joe Biden attempts to join the Delaware National Guard to prove that he is "quote unquote" tough. Is that real news or fake news?
Can you repeat it one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. After being challenged by a veteran voter in Iowa, Joe Biden tried to join the Delaware National Guard to prove he is "quote unquote" tough.
Fake.
Took you long enough.
Confidence.
No, yeah.
You are fake news.
That is fake news. Joe Biden did not try to join the National Guard at 77 years of age. But again, you know, it's for optics purposes, that's definitely something a Democrat would try to do. All right. Here we go, Jesse. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real or fake news. A man was arrested in Russia. He was accused of building a fake border with Finland and charging migrants $11,000 to cross it. Is that real news or is that fake news?
That's got to be fake.
That's got to be fake news.
We live in a crazy world, but, man, I think it's fake.
I'm sorry, that is real news. That is real news.
It's crazier than you think.
I mean, I'll tell you what, that guy's in Russia, but he's a capitalist through and through.
Paid? I mean, are people paying him that much? That's crazy.
It's $11,000 Russian, which I don't know what the exchange rate is, but yeah.
Wasn't it a 15-mile long wall or something? 15, yeah, so it was a legit wall. It was a giant wall.
It was 15 miles from the real border.
Oh, okay.
It was like he built a fence in his backyard and said, hey, cross this border, $11,000. all right, here we go. Last one. Here we go, Danielle. If you get this one right, you will tie. And we will be forced to find prize packs for both of you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Listen carefully. Here we go. After being asked if she hates Donald Trump, Pelosi claimed that her Catholic upbringing does not allow her to hate anyone and started to prove her faith by rattling off 60 Hail Marys in 3 minutes. Is that real?
No, that's fake.
That's fake. You don't think she started rattling off 30 Hail Marys in three? No, yeah, that didn't happen. I'm sorry.
You are fake news.
I'll be honest with you. She can't even speak that fast. There's no way she'd be able to get through that. All right. Well, there we go. With a score of 3-3. Congratulations. You guys tied it up, and you both get Marques Show prize packs. Nicely done, everybody. Hang on 1 second. We're gonna hook you guys up. 855-765-1045. Before we get out of here for the weekend, before we have some troubling information about Hillary Clinton, for all of you people that don't think that she's going to jump back in this race, not only is she going to jump back in the race, but she's already acting crazy enough to get herself the nomination. I'll play you what she said here in just a minute. It's the Marques Show on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Marques Show. My name is Marques. Thanks so much for joining us. Man, we're wrapping up another week. That's crazy. Before we get out of here, I promised to play you this clip of Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton was on Howard Stern, and that means that she's going to run for president. You don't go on the Howard Stern show unless you're trying to run for president. Because the Howard Stern, for those of you that, you know, pretty much everybody knows Howard Stern, the, you know, shock jock extraordinaire, Sirius Radio. He was a host on that America's Got Talent show for a while. But his new big thing is he doesn't really do a lot of the dirty, raunchy stuff anymore. His new big thing now is like celebrity interviewer. And he is the go-to spot for celebrity interviews. And when you want to reach a lot of people and when you want to get out there, when you want to make a stir, you go on the Howard Stern show. And what happened with Hillary Clinton is she went on there and answered questions very honestly, which is something that you have to do when you go on this particular program. And she said some things that raised some eyebrows. First of all, her being there, number one, proves that she's not just selling books anymore. You know, she's not just trying to pimp her book that she's sold with her daughter. She is out there not campaigning for anyone else, but really, I think, trying to get a message out there, trying to test the waters, trying to find her footing, because I'm pretty sure she's going to jump back into this race. I'm pretty sure she's going to make the massive mistake of jumping back into this race because her ego will not allow her to lose to Donald Trump. And she lost to Donald Trump. She thinks she's got to go back and basically, redeem herself and redeem every single person that voted for her. But fell short of the number that she needed to win the election. So she's on Howard Stern and she just starts, you know, spewing off the regular stuff. But listen to what they start talking about Lindsey Graham in particular. But listen to what they say first about Republicans.
A lot of them do the obligatory, well, you know, she's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, so obviously I have to say something.
Right. So she's talking about why Republicans say the kinds of things they say. And they're talking about the impeachment hearings and why Republicans take the stand and sound bites and yada, yada, yada. And then she goes on to say this.
But then there are those who've kind of fallen off the edge and have so changed their personality. In my view, they're politics.
Like a Lindsey Graham?
Like a Lindsey Graham.
All right. So now they're attacking Lindsey Graham. They're coming after Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham was running for president against Donald Trump. They were mortal enemies. Donald Trump gave out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number. You remember, gave it out on stage. And then Lindsey Graham did an attack ad where he took his cell phone and hit it with a golf club. It was all very weird. But now, since the election, Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham have become very buddy-buddy, and they've fought side-by-side in a lot of issues. And that goes back again to the whole House of Representatives common enemy. You know, the way to politics makes for strange bedfellows. When you have two people that hate a third group as much as, well, Nancy Pelosi hates Donald Trump, then it's easy for them to come together. And that's why Lindsey Graham is taking some of the viewpoints and the standpoints that he's been taking. But from the side of Hillary Clinton and Howard Stern and a lot of other Democrats, they feel like he's changed his entire personality. And Howard, listen to this next question and specifically listen to how Hillary Clinton answers it. Because Howard Stern asks Hillary Clinton a question about Lindsey Graham, and her answer to me is one of the, just listen.
I saw him as somebody who, you know, had been working to try to figure out what he believed and how he could do things.
Has he sold his soul to the devil?
I don't know the answer to that. I think that's a fair question, however.
I'm sorry. What? That's a fair question, and you don't know the answer to that? Has he sold his soul to the devil? You know, I don't know the answer to that, but that is a fair question. And not a fair, that's a ridiculous question. He didn't sell his soul to the devil. You know the answer to that. That's not a fair question at all. That is one of the most ridiculous statements. But it caps off a week of ridiculous statements and ridiculous actions by Democrats. I mean, look at them. They're cracking. They're falling apart at the seams. Joe Biden calling his own constituents a damn liar.
A damn liar, man. That's not true.
Nancy Pelosi saying, don't mess with me, to a reporter.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
And now Hillary Clinton saying, you know what? Now that you think about it, Howard, Lindsey Graham, he could have sold his soul to the devil. That's a fair question. It's really starting to get good. It's really starting to get good. Have a great weekend. But we'll be back Monday for a little America Monday action on 104.5 WOKV.